What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. This is our second episode of the week. For those of you that haven't listened to our latest episode, make sure to go check it out. I covered, topics within both the sports and entertainment fields. I covered some Marlins and Heat talk, and I also talked about three recent comedy shows that I've been able to attend, the Impractical Joker show at the Hard Rock. Nick Swartzen's show at the Dania Improv, and Kevin James, his stand-up show as well at the Hard Rock. But yeah, this episode I'm gonna kind of be doing that same format. I'm gonna be starting off once again with some sports talk, specifically with the Miami Heat once again, and then I'm gonna get into a movie event that I was able to go to a couple nights ago on Tuesday night in Coral Gables here in Miami. And yeah, but before I get into those, two topics, as always, we want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, as we're part of Team SeatGeek, and we're super grateful to be part of one of the best ticketing apps out there. And as I always say, my favorite thing about SeatGeek, why I recommend it to people, why I recommend it to you all, on every episode, is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do, all they can to help you find the best deal possible. And I love that about SeatGeek. Another thing, I've been meaning to mention it on here, but I've been forgetting. Another thing I love about SeatGeek is that when you're looking for tickets, you could actually see the specific seats of the tickets that are available. On most ticketing platforms or ticketing apps, you can't actually see what specific number the seats that you're looking at are in. So I know a lot of times people prefer to sit at the end of rows, so they don't have to walk through a bunch of people. They could, have to use the bathroom or, go buy some food or drinks or whatever. They could easily just slip out without having to worry, about making people stand up and stuff like that. So that's another thing I love about SeatGeek. And yeah, if you guys are, in the market right now looking for tickets for a game, comedy show, concert, anything like that, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. And if you use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code ROBCAO, ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. And yeah, as always, shout out to Team SeatGeek. Now to get into these topics. So last night, I was at the Miami Heat's 111-92 loss to the Dallas Mavericks. The Heat fall to 44-36 on the year. And the year of inconsistency and lack of star power continues for the Heat. We now have two games left in the regular season, both against the Toronto Raptors, and both are here at home. The first one's tomorrow night, Friday night, and then the last regular season game is Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Kaseya Center as well. But yeah, last night, I was there at the game, and it was just, flat out, it was disappointing to see the guys that are supposed to be the two main anchors on this team, and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, just flat out not show up for this team. In terms of Bam, I do gotta give him credit for at least trying the whole game. He just couldn't buy a basket, but at least he tried. Because on the other hand, Jimmy, look, he's my favorite player of all time. I might be his biggest fan ever. I don't know. But yesterday, he was on that court, and it just seemed like he just wanted to, like, not be there. He was standing in the corner. The minimal times that he actually attempted a shot, he would just, like, complain to the referees and ask for fouls. He only ended up attempting 8 shots in the game. And there's only a couple games left, and we're in a seeding battle, and your number one player, your anchor, attempts 8 shots. That's just unacceptable. Guys that did show up, and actually you would think they're our anchors. Tyler Herro, once again, in his third game back after that 20-game absence, he is once again, as he's been in each game that he's been back, he's been our best player. Caleb Martin played aggressively. Haywood Highsmith, Kevin Love, in the few minutes that he played, he did a hell of a job as always. Jaime Jaquez had some good minutes. But yeah, at the end of the day, man, there's only so much that the role players could do. When your main guys don't step up, it's going to be difficult to win in this league. And especially against a team like Dallas, who their two stars just absolutely dominated our two stars. And I think that was, the main story of the game. In addition to, like, horrible defense by the Heat. But yeah, Dallas's main anchors are, of course, Luka Doncic, He's just incredible. Arguably the best player in the world. And then, of course, their other anchor is Kyrie Irving, who's arguably one of the best players of all time. They were just both absolutely on from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. Specifically, Kyrie. He went on some runs there in the second quarter where he was just unstoppable. And Luka was unstoppable the whole game. But yeah, when you have, the other team's two main guys just, completely be engaged and dominate. And then you have the other our two guys like just not really show up. That's not a that's a recipe for disaster at the end of the day. And yeah, like I said, that you have two regular season games left to have the standings here. We currently sit at eight at the eighth seed. We're one game behind Philadelphia, who's at the seventh seed right now. And basically right now, I know there's a possibility, oh, we could get the sixth seed from Indiana, but we don't deserve it right now. We're not really playing for that right now. I think ultimately, we're either gonna be hosting that first play-in game, or I mean, if not, we're probably gonna be going to Philadelphia on next Wednesday night for that play-in game. But of course, anything could change. Joel Embiid, after recently coming back, after being out for a while, he suffered an injury, unfortunately. So it's gonna be interesting to see, how these final two regular season games shake up and where the Heat ultimately, end up landing within the play-in or the playoffs landscape. But yeah, I think those are, my thoughts on the Heat. Now to get into some entertainment talk. So as I said to begin the podcast today, I was able to attend a cool movie event here in Miami in Coral Gables on Tuesday night. This week is Miami Film Week, so they have a lot of cool, events going on. And I was able to go see this movie called Chosen Family. It was like a pre-screening because the movie it's not even fully done in terms of like editing and all that stuff. But the main reason that I bought tickets to go see this movie is because Heather Graham, who is in my favorite movie of all time, The Hangover. She plays Jade in The Hangover, the stripper, that Stu hooks up with, and the mother of course the famous baby Carlos. yeah, when I saw Heather Graham was gonna be here in Miami and like I said, she's in my favorite movie of all time, The Hangover. I was like, wow, I gotta go check it out. And yeah, she directs, writes, and stars in Chosen Family. It's a beautiful movie filled with a lot of life lessons, within family and within relationships as well. And yeah, it's just a really nice movie. Alongside Heather Graham, you also have Julia Stiles, who of course back in the day was a huge star and she does a great job in the movie. She plays Heather's sister in the movie. You also have John Brotherton, who was from Fuller House. He was the one that worked with DJ at the vet. He does a great job in the movie. Thomas Lennon, who's in a lot of comedy movies, he's just like a naturally funny guy. He's hilarious once again in this movie as well. Andrea Savage, she was really funny in the movie. She's in a couple, funny films and shows as well. She does a great job. There's a a rising superstar in this movie called Ella Grace Helton. She plays Lily in the movie, the daughter of John Brotherton's character Steve. I think Ella in a couple years we're gonna see her just dominate the movie scene or Hollywood, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, at such a young age she did such an incredible job in this movie, and I can't wait to see where when her career I can't wait to see her career skyrocket. So yeah, whenever that comes out, that movie, I'll definitely be talking about it on here. But it was cool. After the screening, Heather Graham, she did a little Q&A, and she was asked some questions about it. And yeah, she did say that there's some things that she hasn't finalized yet within the movie, certain lines she wants to come out, cut out and stuff like that. But overall, I really enjoyed the movie, and what I think is most special about it is that there's so many life lessons that we could all learn from, and not only that, but that we could relate to. So it's one of those, films, and it reminded me of my favorite show of all time, One Tree Hill, because one of the things I love most about One Tree Hill, and one of the reasons it's so unique to me, and one of the reasons yeah, it's my favorite show of all time, is because there's a lot of relatable lessons that the characters go through on the show, that yeah, that we could relate to as an audience or as a viewer of the show, and I think Chosen Family has exactly that as well. So yeah, Heather Graham, she just absolutely hits it out of the ballpark, with the writing, directing, and of course with her amazing acting as always, And yeah, it was just an absolute honor, to be able to witness and, see her in person. And Yeah, you know, she's the first person from my favorite movie of all time that I get to see in person. So that's absolutely, you know, a night I'll never forget. But yeah, guys, that's gonna wrap up today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed, you know, my, you know, heat talk there and yeah, me talking about, you know, going to see pre-screening a Q&A of Heather Graham's movie Chosen Family. And before I let you go, I'll tell you once again about SeatGeek. As I said earlier in the show, my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do all they can in helping you find the best deal possible. And also, you can see exactly like when you're looking at the tickets, you can see exactly where you would be sitting or seated. Yeah. Sorry, I had a little, I said seated, seated. I had a little tongue twister there. Yeah, you know exactly where you're going to be seated in the row for the event and what you're purchasing your ticket for. And just a reminder, yeah, when you go buy your ticket, make sure to download the SeatGeek app and or go to SeatGeek.com and use Rob Cal. Use that code ROBCAO for $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our code Rob Cal, ROBCAO, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. And yeah, once again, shout out to Team SeatGeek. Shout out to all of you guys out there listening. Make sure to check us out on Instagram at the flame underscore ES and at Rob Cal, ROBCAO. And till next time, everyone, take care.